Om Shanti. 21st February 2019, Thursday. The blessing from Sakar Murli. May you be free from laziness and carelessness and fulfill the responsibility of world benefit with zeal and enthusiasm. May you be free from laziness and carelessness and fulfill the responsibility of world benefit, Vishwakalyan, with zeal and enthusiasm. Whether you are new or old, to be a Brahmin means to take responsibility for world benefit. Whenever you have a responsibility, you fulfill it quickly. But when you have no responsibility, you become careless. Responsibility finishes laziness and carelessness. Those who have zeal and enthusiasm are tireless. They continue to increase the zeal and enthusiasm of others through their own faces and activities. So Baba is saying, whether you are new or old, each Brahmin is a responsible soul. And when you have responsibility, you fulfill it quickly. But when you have no responsibility, what happens? One becomes careless, one becomes lazy. And responsibility has the power to finish laziness and carelessness. And when you have responsibility, you are automatically filled with zeal and enthusiasm. And they continue to increase zeal and enthusiasm of others through their own faces and activities. So, as a Brahmin, we all are responsible souls. And everyone must realize one's own responsibility. Just to put on white clothes and wear a badge doesn't end the responsibility of being a Brahmin, or just to attain Murli and to do Amrit Vela. The responsibilities do not end there. We have big responsibility of world benefit, because the whole world is suffering, and if we do not help the world, do you see any other person in the world who can help? Because whether it is political power, religious power, science power, they all are in the stage of upheaval. And the world would be benefited only by spiritual powers. The world would get transformed only by those souls who know the secret of this world, who know this knowledge deeply. So as a Brahmin, Baba is saying, be a responsible soul. And when you become responsible, automatically all your carelessness, all your laziness finishes. And when you become responsible, you become filled with zeal, enthusiasm, and you become tireless. And the same thing you can induce in others. A person is there, and when he doesn't have any aim, any goal in life, no responsibility, he is living a wasteful life. The moment in the world also, that's why they involve people into their business. The parents involve the son into his business so that he should become responsible. And there is also what another method people follow in the world is to get them married. when they find that a young boy, a young person is not doing anything. So what they decide is, in India, they get them married. So now he has a wife, so he becomes responsible. So this is how they do. So as a Brahmin, we have few responsibilities. The first responsibility is towards self. I have to uplift myself. Nobody else is going to come and help me. If I have fallen down, I should uplift myself. If I am suffering from some mental maladies like guilt consciousness, self-victimization, blame game, sorrow absorption, mood swings, if I am suffering from any one of these psychological issues, illusions, delusions, hallucinations, dreaming, self-negative talk, self-abnegation, self-destructive attitude, self-sabotage. If I am suffering from any one of these things, extreme pessimism, extreme negative outlook, if I have fallen into this abysmal pit of any one of these internal vices of jealousy, then it is my own responsibility to pull myself out of this dark dungeon. No one else can do that. I have to do. That's why Baba said, be merciful upon yourself. To have mercy on others is another thing. But let me love myself first. FLY. First, love yourself. FLY means, fly means, first love yourself. First have mercy upon yourself. First uplift your own self. First try to rid yourself of all the deeper psychological issues. Why my mind has become so complex? Why there is a double personality? Why I am playing double standards? What I am showing, I am not. And what I am not showing. Why I have so many things to hide? Why this untruth? Why this falsehood? Why this split personality? Why this spiritual schizophrenia? From where it has come? Why this hypocrisy? So there are so many things. I need to understand myself. I need to love myself more than anyone before I try to help others and love others. To allow oneself to go into that dark pit of vices, internal disturbances, is not the need of the hour. The need of the hour is, the call of the time is to uplift oneself. So my greatest responsibility lies in Astoma Satgamaya. From untruth, let me come to truth. Tamsoma Jyotirgamaya. From darkness, I must come to light. I have to bring myself into light. I cannot afford to continue the same darkness for any long. The darkness of past traumatic memories. The darkness of past painful events. You know, the unwritten stories of Mahabharata. After the battle of Mahabharata, there is so much disturbances, and Pandavas, they decide that we want to reconcile, we want to make peace with everyone, because there are so many bitter memories. Everywhere there is a bitter memories. So many people are killed. For example, that Karna is killed. But what about his wife, his son? They are nurturing little anger. That 100 Kauravas are killed and they have one sister, Dushyala. Now this Dushyala, who was the wife of that Jayadrath, who was also killed. So these are some links, and there are so much peacelessness after the war, after the battle of Mahabharata. All the five Pandavas are restless because there is so much destruction that has happened, so much disturbance of relationship. That's why they decide, we want to get rid of these bitter memories. And for that they arrange a yajna, Ashwamedh yajna. And the aim of that yajna is not to conquer or to battle, but to establish peace. And they move across India everywhere with that horse so as to establish peace. So that is the phase of their lives where there are bitter memories, where there are fights, and after the fight, now they have got the kingdom, but they are not unhappy. They are not happy because the memories are assailing each one of them. They have seen so many deaths. So that was the phase when they try to reconcile with all these missing links, all those whose wives were killed, whose husbands were killed, whose parents were killed, father was killed. They meet those people to reconcile. So, self, that is my first responsibility. My second responsibility is towards God, Baba. He has given me so many things, now what I should give him back? He has given me so many things. He has given me new life. He has given me this family. He has given me this yajna. He has given me such divine sustenance. He has given me this divine routine lifestyle. So he... Yes, we have to ask for forgiveness. We have to forgive others. We have to go and meet them. For example, as I was telling in Mahabharata, there were 100 Kauravas and they had only one sister, Dushyala. And her husband was killed very brutally by Arjuna. And she and her son, they were in the stage of revenge. But they were powerless, so they couldn't do anything. And these Pandavas were so strong. So when Pandavas decide that let us meet everyone and let us seek the blessing of everyone. So this Pandavas come to meet her and she thinks that they are coming to wage a war. And she gets ready to fight. But then it is shown that Arjun comes alone. And he says, I want my sister's love. I have not come to wage battle. I am thirsty for your love. We have only one sister. Because all the 100 brothers are killed already. Now you are my only sister. We have not come to wage a war. We have come to for friendship. We want our sister back. And there is a very loving dialogue between two. So she says, I forgive you because you killed my husband. And he says, I forgive you because that Jayadrath was responsible for killing of his son, Abhimanyu. So there were forgiveness on both sides. So, when there is a spirit of friendship, and when we forgive everyone, when there is a love, it is the victory of love over anger. It is a victory of love over anguish. It is a victory of love over revenge. That's what is shown. This post-Mahabharata period is a very, very relevant period which is shown. Very important. Because so much bitterness everywhere, and then everybody is coming together and they are forgiving each other. Okay, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. So like that, many things are there. So the first responsibility is towards self. The second responsibility is towards God. He has done so many things for me, let me repay, pay back. Let me also do something from my side. What I can do for his yajna, what I can do for his service. This is my responsibility. So that is the second responsibility. The third responsibility I have is towards worldly souls. They are suffering. they are suffering. And who will assuage, who will mollify their suffering? Who will alleviate their pain if not me? So it is my moral responsibility, spiritual responsibility to help each and every brethren of mine, to help each and every soul who is in this world. So my responsibility is to help everyone, to give them spiritual knowledge, to uplift them, to give them spiritual goal, to let them know who they are, what they are, from where they have come, what they have to do, who is their father, and to bring them back to this family. That is my moral responsibility. Third. The fourth responsibility I have is towards Brahmin souls. Brahmins are also suffering. They are very strong karmic accounts. So they are also, my aim is to sustain them with knowledge. My aim is to sustain them with spiritual powers. So it is my responsibility towards Brahmin souls also. I have to cooperate, to give cooperation. Here you give donation. Baba says dan. But Brahmins, you don't give dan, you give cooperation. You should have notes of cooperation in your pockets, what Baba says. So here I have to be cooperative and help Brahmins in their purusharth, in their efforts, in solving the problems of life and all those things. So that is my fourth responsibility. My fifth responsibility is towards this yajna. Yajna. And how do I fulfill this responsibility? By not wasting the resources of this yajna, first of all. Whether it is light, electricity, water, all these things. I do not waste anything. Food. If I am wasting any one of these resources, petrol, then probably I am not fulfilling my responsibilities towards this yajna. So I am responsible to glorify this yajna, not to malign it. I cannot vilify it by my sinful activities, by my immoral conduct. I have to become a role model. Then only I can glorify this yajna. That is my responsibility towards this yajna. So, yajna. And then, Prakriti, five elements of nature, they have become tamopradhan. All the elements have become tamopradhan. They are in the stage of anger, I can say. They have served us so much right from golden age. And what have we given to them? Deforestation? What have we given to them? Pollution? What have we done this five elements? We have destroyed these five elements with our chemicals, with our factories, with our irresponsible attitude, with our greed. So all these things we have done, with our bombs, with our negative thought, that's at a very subtle level, with our negative vibes. What have we done with this Prakriti? So first of all, let me ask pardon to this Prakriti. Then let me give Sakash vibrations, and let me help, and let me not misuse the five elements anymore for my selfish activities. So I have so many responsibilities towards five elements of nature. And the seventh responsibility is towards that is included in worldly souls. Advanced party. That is a separate group. They are waiting for us to become perfect. That's not a group actually, but still it's a very different class. Baba says you have responsibility towards them also. Those worthy souls of this yajna who have left their bodies. And Baba calls them advanced party. So I have some responsibility towards them also. And what is my responsibility? Is to make myself perfect. Is to make myself viceless. So that the world and the deterioration doesn't continue any long, and the golden age comes as early as possible. So these are the seven responsibilities of a Brahmin soul. My first responsibility is towards myself. I will not allow myself to fall down anymore. My second responsibility is towards God. He has given me so many things. Let me make myself perfect. And that will be my greatest gift to Him. To present to Him an angelic stage is the greatest gift. To become an angel or angel-like is my greatest gift to God. My third responsibility is towards worldly souls, because worldly souls are suffering. And knowledge is the only thing that can end their suffering. Because they are suffering because of ignorance. So let me enlighten them. But before that, I have to enlighten myself. Let me free them from their obstacles. Let me free them from all the difficulties and problems. And such a thing is possible only with spirituality. No other power. Political power cannot do this. Religious power cannot do this. Scientific power cannot do this. Only the spiritual power can work wonder. My another responsibility towards Brahmin souls. Because people, worldly souls, they become Brahmin, but what after that? For example, those souls who are coming at this point of time. Now, they have no knowledge about what all things happened in the past. They have not read Yajna history, and they have not even seen Baba. What they are seeing now is recorded Murli of the past. And to sustain them, to give them spiritual sustenance is my responsibility. We have received so much from the Yajna. Now it is our responsibility to give them, to give it to others. To let them go forward. Let them go ahead. My other responsibility is towards this Yajna. I have to glorify this Yajna. It should become, because of me, I should not do anything that will vilify, that will put blemish on this Yajna. So I don't have to do anything. And I have to be very meticulous about using the resources of this Yajna. Then my next responsibility is towards five elements. As I said other day also, this is a very powerful thought. I have to purify each and every particle of this universe. I have to purify each and every particle of this universe. That should be the attitude or goal. And last, advance party. So, when you think that, yes, I have to do this, this is my responsibilities, you cannot become careless. You cannot become lazy. Because you have certain things to fulfill. You are lazy, you become lazy when you have no goals in life. You're just sitting like that. Nothing to do. For example, just imagine a person who works 6 days a week. Every day he wakes up, he has a job, he has to rush. But what he does on Sunday? Very, very lazy. He doesn't get up at early morning, 6 o'clock. He will get up at 8 o'clock. With that attitude that today is holiday. So let me do everything very, very carelessly or very in a lazy manner. So there is no goal as such. Some might have, but otherwise in general, it's very, very light they leave. But then mistakes are committed more on those such days. Yeah, that is one should do. But rather than doing that, they resort to some other thing. That is a very good day when you have a full day which you can utilize for self-progress. But rather than doing that, one adopts a very, very lazy attitude and just spends that day in all watching movies and going here and doing that and doing that. Nothing. This is what they do. Worldly souls, worldly souls. So we have responsibility towards them. We have a huge list of people to whom we have to give Sakash. In this few years back, in the same class year, for 1 or 2 months we had commentaries every day to particular group of people. For example, terrorists, and then politicians, film actors, evil spirits, everybody. Every day we used to have commentaries. Doctors, patients, everyone, any profession for that matter. And because these are misled youths. These are those people whom we cannot directly help. Probably they are inaccessible. The only way we can help such souls who are unrighteous, who have forgotten the real goal of life, and who are caught in that quagmire of religion and fanaticism, dogmatism, and those who are under the influence of certain political or certain group of people who are absolute fanatics. So you cannot reach these people, but only thing you can do is to emerge them every day, to talk with them, and to send them pure vibrations, to send them vibrations of love. Only vibrations of love can help. Let the love of humanity rise in their heart. Right now they think that they are killing innocent people for the sake of their religion. That's what they think, jihad. What they think is that we are doing all this to save our religion. These people are kafir. These people are non-believers. And it is our moral responsibility. And they are ready to do that. And that's why such suicide bombers and so many things are happening in the world. They are ready to give up their lives. Young people, they offer themselves that we are ready. And they die for the cause. But they are misled youths, misguided youths. They are lost somewhere. So it is our moral responsibility every morning at Amrit Vela, as per the situation, invoke them and talk with them and give them vibrations of peace, purity, love, happiness. That's what we have to do every day. So we have a huge responsibility. When you know this responsibility, then only you cannot afford to become careless, lazy. You remain tireless, zeal and enthusiasm, and that's what you can give to others also at the same time. Om Shanti.